A Moment in Wine with Fred Tregaskis, underwritten by Summit Wine Cellars, located in Ridgefield, Connecticut, 203-916-1664. You'll find them on the web, summit-cellars.com.
Hi, welcome to A Moment in Wine. This is Fred Tregaskis, where we're tasting wines from around the world. And, well, the holidays are here, and we're eating and drinking like crazy, so picking wines is a fun task today to accompany our holiday celebrations. And I think, in my opinion, probably the most versatile grape that one may choose to make wine with, that would go with turkeys and hams and roast beefs and all sorts of festive family dinners, would be the Pinot Noir grape. And all right, so I'm prejudiced. It's my favorite grape and makes my favorite wine, Pinot Noir. But it's my show and I can do what I want. Today, we're tasting the 2016 Sea Grape Pinot Noir from the Santa Rita Hills. It's the Central Coast. It's that whole Appalachian is wonderfully suited for cold climate grapes like Chardonnay and Pinot Noir, not unlike Burgundy, France. The cool ocean breezes coming in from the west give the seaside vineyards wonderful conditions for growing Pinot Noir. Otherwise, very finicky and difficult grape to grow for wine. Let's see here. It's poured a little in the glass, and it's definitely, surprisingly, it's burgundy colored, but there's just a little bit of a bluish halo around the edge. But the first thing you notice is this wonderful Pinot Noir smell of very fresh red currants, blackberries, blueberries, and that little bit of leathery farm kind of smell that you get, like the horse stable smell that's so typical of good Pinot Noirs. Sip a little bit here. Oh, I'm getting a wonderful, very soft spiciness, kind of like a white pepper. Maybe just a little sour cherry, but then fading into a nice sweetness in the tongue. A wonderful minerality in the middle part of the mouth that's indicative of the wines from Central Coast, and a beautiful silky texture, just a little of the black tea kind of tannin thing that goes on with a lot of Pinot Noir. I'm really enjoying this. That's why I'm not talking as much as perhaps I should and drinking more. It's a little bit of a pomegranate flavor near the finish, beautiful silky texture. Overall, it's just a pretty wine, very balanced, light-bodied but flavorful. Drinking great right now, but I think there's still lots of fruit and structure in here that would stand up to some aging in your wine cellar. I'm really enjoying, as you can tell, the Santa Rita Hills Pinot Noir from Sea Grape. What I would match this with, without a doubt, this is the Pinot Noir I would have with the red wine I would have with turkey. Or, like I said before, it would probably even go well with a nice spiral cut ham. The 2016 Sea Grape Pinot Noir